10 American urban legends far stranger than Bigfoot. America will never run short of ghost stories, myths, and urban legends. But if you dig past the well-worn tales of the Jersey Devil and Bigfoot, things get significantly weirder. Some urban legends go far beyond ghouls and ghosties and include a bunch of freaky ancient curses, modern monsters, and strange events that people swear really happened. Keep reading to discover just a handful of these weird tales, starting, of course, with a twist on the well-known but still unproven Bigfoot. 10 Bigfoot is the biblical Cain. By now, you've read everything there is to read about Bigfoot, or have you? Some people delight in taking urban legends to the next level, which is exactly what this Bigfoot story is, at the top of a very crazy level. The tale stems from an 1835 account by David W. Patton, an early Latter-day Saint apostle, who claims he encountered a hairy, dark figure in Tennessee. The figure reportedly claimed to be the biblical Cain and was doomed to roam Earth forevermore. He also allegedly said that his only mission was to destroy human souls, and that he was a miserable creature. Some accounts claim that Bigfoot sightings reported over the years were actually sightings of Cain. Today, some Latter-day Saints are still convinced that Cain is Bigfoot, especially because of a book that was published by then-apostle Spencer W. Kimball in 1969. The book, The Miracle of Forgiveness, featured a reprint of Patton's account, which first appeared as a letter in his biography in 1900. 9. The Hat Man cometh. If you have ever had an episode of sleep paralysis, you will know that being momentarily unable to move while a dark shadow figure approaches you is one of the most terrifying things a person can experience. Science says sleep paralysis occurs when the body fails to make a smooth transition between sleep and wakefulness, particularly during the REM cycle. Those who have experienced it firsthand have a different view of things. Many people worldwide, especially in the US, have reported seeing the so-called Hat Man when they experience sleep paralysis. The weird thing is that most people describe this creature in the same way: tall, solid black, standing or hovering in doorways, and wearing a fedora or wide-brimmed hat and a long coat. The Hat Man does not attack or touch those who are paralyzed for a couple of seconds as they wake up. Instead, he just stands and watches. Other times, he might hover over the terrified person, watching them closely. Often categorized as a shadow person phenomenon, the Hat Man tale is certainly one of the more bizarre legends that has never run out of steam. If anything, the more you read about it, the creepier it gets. 8. Dungarvan Hooter. If you couldn't care less about shadows wearing hats, but cryptids freak you out, the story of the Dungarvan Hooter might just give you a few chills before you discover how this swamp-colored alligator kills its victims. On the face of it, the Dungarvan Hooter is a terrifying monster. Lumberjacks in the 18th and 19th centuries, who lived in Maine and Michigan, reported seeing an alligator-like monster with no mouth but massive nostrils. It also made no noise, except for a snort before it attacked. Now, for the bizarre part, or hilarious, depending on how you look at it. Once the Dungarvan Hooter attacked, it would fart loudly, producing enough stinky gas to knock the lumberjacks out or at least stun them. While they tried to gag the smell away, the monster would pounce and kill them with a single bite. Some versions of the tale say that a crew of lumberjacks passed out after the monster paused behind a windfall and farted the night away. Half woke up the next day, their nose hairs burnt and their heads aching, while the other half were missing. Today, some tour guides who work around the Great Lakes still tell the story of the Dungarvan Hooter, a classic example of a fearsome critter from lumberjack folklore. 7. The 100 Step Cemetery. Carpenter Cemetery in Clay County, Indiana, lies halfway between Terot and Brazil. It is your typical American cemetery, but with a twist. The cemetery's grounds feature a 100-step staircase that leads to the top of a hill. What many visitors may not know is that they should count their steps as they ascend the staircase. At the top, they should end at 100 steps, but when they walk back down and count again, they will end at a different number. Sure, this is very tame compared to the other legends on this list, but that is because you haven't read the twist yet. A second version of the legend says that visitors should climb to the top of the stairs, counting as they go. When they reach the top, they should turn around and look down. Then, a ghost will appear. Some say it is the ghost of the cemetery's first caretaker. The ghost will show the visitor a vision that reveals how the visitor will die. When the visitor descends the staircase again, they hope and pray the number is the same as when they ascended. If it is, the vision was wrong. If it is not, the visitor will die as shown by the ghost. It is also said that if the visitor gives up halfway or does not count the steps, an unseen hand will push them to the ground, leaving a red handprint on their skin. The site has since become a popular destination for paranormal investigators and thrill seekers. 6. Dead Horses of Canyonlands National Park. America is well known for its incredible national and state parks, some of which reportedly house Bigfoot. Canyonlands National Park in Utah draws visitors to its canyons, spires, and buttes and features some of the most significant rock art in the country. It is a wild and remote area with 86% of the park considered wilderness. 10 minutes away lies the incredible Dead Horse Point State Park in San Juan County, where you can enjoy fantastic views over the national park. If you make the trip to these wonderful parks, you might find something other than gorgeous landscapes and opportunities for camping. According to legend, a herd of roting dead horses stampedes across both parks at night. It is said that a group of cowboys cornered a herd of wild mustangs in the neck area in the early 1800s. After choosing the horses they wanted to keep, they left the rest of the horses trapped, and they soon died due to exposure and hunger. Today, the spirits of these tragic horses have reportedly been seen and heard in both parks, with some visitors reporting a loud thundering of hooves passing them. The overlook itself sits about 2,000 feet above the Colorado River, adding to the legend's eerie atmosphere. 5. Hatchet House. Nebraska has several Bigfoot tales, but they all pale in comparison to the state's creepier legends. One of these legends holds that a teacher at a one-room schoolhouse in Portal, in the early 1900s snapped one day and did the unthinkable. First, she blocked the building's only exit. Then, she took a hatchet, chopped off the heads of each pupil, and placed their heads on their desks. She didn't stop there but went on to cut out each decapitated body's heart. She soon regretted her crime, so she gathered the hearts and tossed them into the water from the nearest bridge, before taking her own life. This bridge is now known as Heartbeat Bridge, because some people have walked over it at night, and reported hearing the rhythmic thumping of hearts below. The so-called Hatchet House, the schoolhouse, no longer stands in Portal. It was relocated to Papillion due to flooding at its original location. This, however, has not stopped people from reporting the heartbeats, and hearing the ghost of the teacher stomping around the school building at night. The story is widely regarded as a classic Midwestern haunted schoolhouse legend, rather than a documented historical event. 4. Homie the Clown. If you hear Homie the Clown, you might instantly think of Damon Wayans playing the role of Homie D. Clown in Living Color, but in Illinois, Homie the Clown took on a very different meaning in 1991. Reports started flying about a man dressed as Homie D. Clown, driving a van and trying to lure children with money and candy. Parents and children were terrified, so security was increased, and schools sent warning letters home with pupils. More reports suggested the clown was a serial killer or child molester in disguise. The police were out on the streets looking for the clown every day until they realized the whole thing was a mass panic, the direct result of a new urban legend. Authorities eventually determined that the popularity of In Living Color and the real-world fear of serial killer John Wayne Gacy had collided, creating a new kind of hysteria fueled by rumor and media attention. Many years later, in 2016, the creepy clown craze would once again cause hysteria as it swept across the US. This time, the craze started as a marketing stunt for a movie, and only succeeded in terrifying people around the country. Both Homie the Clown and the clown craze live on in American urban legend history. 3. The Girl on Knock Knock Road. The last thing you want to see when driving down Strasburg Road in Detroit is a little girl in dirty clothing, standing on the side of the road. If you spot this girl and look away for a split second, she will appear next to your car window and rap on it. She will stare at you for a few seconds and then disappear into the darkness. The little girl knocking on car windows is the reason Strasburg Road is also known as Knock Knock Road. It is believed that the girl was knocked over and killed by a reckless driver back in the 1940s, and her spirit has not been able to rest since. She knocks on windows and stares at drivers to find the one who killed her. Another version of the urban legend says a car full of teenagers crashed into a telephone pole. They were stuck inside the car as it caught fire, pounding on the car windows until they burned to death. Now, a teenager appears on the side of the road, knocking on the car windows of drivers who stop. Or, if you drive down Knock Knock Road, you might just hear several fists pounding on your car doors and desperate voices screaming for help. But you will only hear it if you are going at 76 miles per hour, which is the speed the unlucky teenagers were driving when they crashed. The road has since become a staple of Detroit area ghost lore and roadside hauntings. 2. The Tale of Hannah Cranner. Connecticut boasts the urban legend of Hannah Cranner, who happened to be a real person born in 1783 and died in either 1859 or 1860, according to her headstone. She was buried in the Gregory's Four Corners burial ground, which is only accessible on foot. Her headstone sits near the road at the edge of an embankment, and it is usually covered in trinkets or flowers left by visitors. Hannah's legend starts with the death of her husband, Captain Joseph Hovey. His body was discovered beneath the cliff, and it didn't take long for the residents of Old Monroe to accuse Hannah of being a witch who cast a spell on Joseph, causing him to fall off the cliff. The fact that Hannah withdrew from society, choosing to live with a rooster named Old Boreas, didn't help matters. The townsfolk started to believe that Old Boreas was Hannah's familiar, a demonic spirit that served witches. The rooster crowed only at midnight instead of dawn, cementing the general belief that Hannah was up to no good. At one point, Hannah, who was now old and cranky, told off a young fisherman who trespassed on her property to fish in a stream at the back of it. When the man refused to leave, she cursed him by shouting that curses would fall on him and his fishing. He chuckled and carried on with his fishing, but from that day onward, he never caught another fish. Similarly, Hannah also cursed a farm wife who refused to give her a big, freshly baked pie. She told the woman she would never make another good pie again, and the woman never did. When Hannah's rooster died, Hannah died the very next day. She left strict instructions that her coffin should be carried by hand, and she had to be buried after sundown. Considering that a snowstorm was engulfing the area, the townspeople did not care and tried to pull the coffin on a sled. The coffin would not stay put, however, as it kept sliding off and ended up back at Hannah's front door. Eventually, they gave up and carried her coffin by hand through the snow. When they got back to Hannah's house, it was engulfed in flames. After the fire was extinguished, the house smoldered for many days afterward. Often referred to as the Witch of Monroe, her unhappy and dissatisfied spirit is said to haunt Spring Hill Road near her burial place. One, the Halloween Massacre myth. One of America's more persistent urban legends is the so-called Halloween Massacre myth. It is also one of the most thoroughly debunked legends, but that little detail has not stopped the story from being retold over the years. The tale goes that on Halloween night in 1962, in a small Idaho town, a photo was taken of a group of partygoers in Halloween costumes. These people were all having fun, posing for the camera, not knowing that within hours of having their picture taken, seven of them would be murdered. The murderer was never found. There are several variations of this legend. One says that in the photo, one of the people posing for the camera is also staring straight into the camera. This person is wearing a grinning hooded mask, and online speculation has often assumed that he was the killer. Another version says that the killer in the grinning mask locked everyone at the party inside the house and murdered seven partygoers before escaping. The FBI purportedly found the mask at some point but never caught the killer. Often categorized as a creepypasta-style urban legend, the story has circulated widely online despite having no factual basis.